Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is up, Video Games Now community? It's Rodney here from the Video Games Now team. How's it going? Hi, this is Will.
Like always.
Special guest here, Taylor.
Hi.
She's a super avid gamer. She's super excited to be on the show. So yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm not a majorly avid gamer, I wouldn't say, but when I was younger, I liked to play a bit more Halo and COD and more the aggressive fighting games.
Savage.
Yeah. kind of, you know, helps
so,
you.
So you're going to cheer me and Will on when we do our speedrunning stream?
Definitely.
Yeah, you're going to throw some money?
Yeah.
Throw some money to every swear word we say.
We'll have a swear jar. But anyways. Some cool stuff's coming up today. So if you haven't already, join our Discord. You can join our stream that way as well. And so we're going to talk about Spider-Man today. Will's almost beat the game. I played the game yesterday during my bachelor party. A little intoxicated. And it was a lot of fun. And Brandon's completed the game. There's a couple people that completed the game. So,
yeah, I'm close. Works just keep getting in the way.
Yeah, for sure. We're also going to talk about Battlefield 5. I got my hands on the beta, which is on our YouTube page. We'll talk about how I felt about that. And then also we'll cover everything in the Nintendo Direct. And yeah, we're going to give away some beta codes. You want to talk about those, Mr. Will?
Yeah, just like last week, we've got more Bless Unleashed beta codes or closed beta codes for the Xbox One that should start, I think, in November is what the developers have told me when I talked to them. And there should be another closed beta sometime early next year. So these are basically your only way to get into the closed beta.
Oh, I was like, are you showing the codes?
I'm not that stupid.
All right, guys, so Spider-Man, Battlefield, and the Nintendo Direct coming up right now. All right, guys, so yeah, thanks for joining us, and we're going to first talk about some Spider-Man. It's going to be... It's going to be a lot of fun. So, Will, what were your initial thoughts on this?
Well, before we get into that, like, we both played the beta, or not the beta, but the demo that they had at PAX.
Yeah. So, the demo at PAX was a 10-minute demo, and, I mean, it more or less encaptured everything that we knew, that we wanted to know about the game, anyway.
Yeah, it kind of showed off some new things. A lot of it is basically, I guess you could say, the challenges that you sort of unlock while you progress through the game.
Right. I mean, yeah, and then there was a boss in the demo as well, a Shocker, I think his name was.
Yeah, I never got to him in the demo, but yeah. I've beaten him in the full game.
Yeah. Why don't we queue up some Spider-Man footage here for us to all check out. So here we go, Spider-Man. This is Spider-Man. It looks good, but actually, it's funny because Josh, I was talking to my friend Josh here, and he's not a gamer at all, but he was watching us play Spider-Man last night, and he was mentioning that the visuals compared to what they were kind of advertised to be, like the story, cinematic trailer, and stuff like that, it's a little bit lower quality than what we were all thinking.
Yeah, there was, I think, an article and a bit of a debate on that is that Insomniac actually downgraded the game to make it more smooth on the PS4.
Yeah. So yeah, this is obviously okay. For the first thing I noticed, especially in the demo, and then even now watching this playback, is the way you move around the world is so fluent, and it feels super good, and you get to your destination super quick. It's exciting.
Where is this based?
It's based in New York. It's the same nice. Same thing with the show, the movies, and the comics.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And actually, we were commenting on this last night. The actual landscape of the town is so realistic that like people who live in New York like visit their house.
Yeah.
You know. Not that the inside of their house is like fully rigged, but
another really cool aspect of this game is they added some really cool Easter eggs.
Yes, the Nika Bellic one we were talking about last
time. That, but there's also the Avengers Tower.
Yep.
From the first Avengers movie.
Yep.
There's also the Sanctum Sanatorium from Doctor Strange.
Right.
And, you know, from Netflix, Iron Fist, there's Rand Industries. So basically they're incorporating all of what they can from Marvel that actually is based in New York into this game.
Nice. Yes, and then the combat, it felt pretty smooth for the most part.
Yeah, it's a little bit getting used to, especially when you're taking on like six or seven guys. You got to make sure you know what you're doing. But
yeah.
A lot of the special abilities and these grenades you can get, the web grenades, make this game just a lot easier to play.
Yeah, and I mean, the Spidey sense really helps. And it's really owning onto your own reflexes, honestly, because the Spidey sense goes off, and then within seconds, you're going to be attacked or shot at or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So this is interesting here. It's going through the suits. There's a bunch of different suits in this game. You start with basically just the stock one that does, like, fuck all.
Yeah, but you get this the white spider one pretty early in the game. It's because your suit gets damaged, and that's the one you move into.
Yeah. Okay. So what are your thoughts on this, Taylor?
It looks great. I mean, I have to speak from a fairly objective, non-avid gamer point of view, but it looks like a lot of fun. I feel like I'm looking at it from more of a like a landscape point of view. I don't know if that's like aesthetics. Right. It's more of a probably female thing to say. Yeah, but it looks, the graphics look awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, the water
super
especially.
Realistic. Yeah.
Looking at the sunset in the background there.
Yeah, looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of RPG elements in this game, Will. Is there like a skill tree kind of thing?
Yes, there is, but not fully descriptive, I guess you could say. They're more of abilities that could help you out. In the first tree, I can't remember what it's called. I think it's the combat one.
Right.
You can start pulling the weapons from the bad guys.
Okay.
I never got that right away, and I kind of wish I did.
Yeah.
Because getting shot by multiple rifles can do some serious damage.
Yeah, apparently. Sorry, I'll turn my Miki down a bit. What I also liked about this game too is the cinematic story aspects of it. You know, like the trailer doesn't really do it justice.
Yeah.
So, it has the two sides of the story that you want to see. You want to see a little bit about Peter Parker, and then when you have just about enough of Peter Parker, you're Spider-Man.
Yeah, and then you also right here we have Miles Morales.
Yeah.
Who is in the later incarnations of Spider-Man, he's basically not taken over, but he's kind of become like a new prominent person in the Spider-Verse, I guess you would say.
Yeah, exactly. This game was a lot of fun for sure. So there's some DLC planned here.
From what I know, it's the city that never sleeps.
Right.
City that never sleeps.
That sounds like New York. Yeah, that sounds like New York. There's three planned, each coming out, like one in October.
I'm pretty sure it's October and November, and I think the last one is either December or January.
Yeah.
If you progress through the game, you'll kind of run into little side quests with enemies or old frenemies, I guess you would say.
Right.
Oh, yes, can throw me in, huh?
Taylor's like,
look at this.
Hello, my friends.
So the DLC looks interesting. The map, it's not big, but it's big enough.
Well,
you know?
When you think about it, you don't have a car.
Yeah.
You're swinging through the city. Like, do you really want to be swinging for like 30 minutes to reach the other side?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yes. I think that'll be epic.
Yeah.
You say that now, but like, it gets a little tiring.
Yeah.
Mind you, but if you actually walk the whole city, it would take you like 30 minutes.
Walk. Ooh. Maybe run.
Walk is still, you
know. Yeah, because like look at it right now. It's like him swinging in that last one. It was huge.
Yeah, but when you swing, you can cover maybe a whole block.
Right.
Right, and then there's also like we were talking in the skill tree. There's abilities you can get that make traversing the city a lot easier.
Right.
I can't remember what they're called. There's just too many of them. But there's one as soon as you land on anything.
Yeah.
If you time it properly and press X, you'll basically just jump even higher in the air.
Yeah.
To keep propelling yourself forward without ever stopping.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, yeah, that's Spider-Man. And, what were your overall thoughts of it? Thoughts of it?
I haven't beat it yet, but the story is just amazing. I really wish the movies actually had this type of story and cinematic element.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're sometimes just too rushed or just not enough description on the bad guys.
Yeah.
Here, you just can jump right in, but then once you finish a mission and you get that cinematic,
yeah,
it makes you just really picture that universe.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Well said.
it's really it's interesting to be like thinking of the past Spider-Man games. It's like bounds better.
Yeah, well, Spider-Man's been around for a while, and there's been so many Spider-Man games to even account for.
Yeah.
But I remember if you go back all the way to the original Spider-Man, which I think was on the PlayStation 1 and the GameCube. No, it was the original PlayStation.
Yeah, I think Spider-Man stayed away from Nintendo.
You could never land on the ground.
Yeah.
Maybe a decade ago they changed that and you've always now been able to land.
Yeah, and now you can jump off the Empire State Building and just like land no problem.
Yeah.
You're like, yo. Oh.
But there's also what I liked is they've added like, I don't know the word I'm trying to think of, but not torque, but you need to like, yeah, not torque, but...
Are you talking about the same game, yeah?
Oh, yeah, but there's like some challenges that'll, for missions.
Collection, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blame Rodney's bachelor party. I'm still feeling the effects.
Yeah, no.
But no, basically you have to climb like 200 feet up and it'll say you have to free fall before you can do your web.
Right.
So literally as soon as you get to that certain point, your guy will start to like glow, but it kind of feels like that Fortnite vibe. You're just free falling.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you press your swing, it's just this gigantic boost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not torque. I just
torque.
Yeah,
thinking.
Torque. Very different.
Stands on the Empire State Building and torques.
I said torque.
Although it would be pretty epic to twerk on the top of the Empire State Building.
So epic.
Adding
you
to
guys
the list.
Have a weird...
His words. It wasn't ours, right?
Hey, you started it.
I said twerk.
Twerk.
T-O-R-Q-U-E.
All you had in your hand is twerking.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all right. No shame.
All right, so Spider-Man obviously is out right now on the PS4. And so yeah, you should, if you haven't already, pick it up and play it. It's a great game. And yeah. Let's move on to Battlefield. Battlefield was a lot of fun, guys. I actually went to stream it. It said it was on from, I think, September 8th. September 13th was when the beta was. And I signed on September 13th, and it's like, oh, it's already over. It's like, oh, so chill, because I was actually super enjoying the Battlefield game. So let's check it out here. So we got some Battlefield. Here we go. So yeah, this is me streaming. Ignore that ugly mug in the corner there. I just wanted to start this off. This snipe, 184 meter snipe. Just thought I'd toot my own horn there. Anyways, the game feels really good, and it takes a lot of elements from Battlefield 1 and past installments, but it gives it a more grander feel. The classes are good. The guns feel really good. It's not like Call of Duty. Like, when Call of Duty, when you die, you're like, you just get infuriated. I had to say that really stupid.
Nice. Got bad words.
Yeah. Infuriated. just because you're like, how did that guy get behind me? Like, you have absolutely no conceivable idea as to how the hell you died and how that guy got where he got. Like, it's just a rotating or revolving door of, like, you know? But in Battlefield, you kind of, when you die, you're like, yeah, I, like, was I bad positioning, or you never blame the other guy very often. It's like you blame yourself, you know? So that's good that you can look at how you've like played that particular that battle, and then you can think about how can I improve. Like, I should, next time I should do this, right? So yeah, it's a lot of fun, this game. The only real complaint I had about this whole game, and you'll see it probably in a little bit, is when you die. Actually, I think I die right here, so... Oh, no, never mind. This is me squad spawning on a dude, and I probably die right away. I did die a lot, but I did do pretty well, and I got a bunch of kills. Anyways, so when you die, you, like, roll over and lay there, and there's, like, a wheel that starts spinning, and it's your basically your opportunity to call for a medic so you can get revived. But nobody wanted to do that in the beta. They're like, oh, who's this guy? He's just dead. So, screw him. So your squad mates can revive you. For people who haven't played Battlefield before, your squad mates can revive you, and then just any other medic can revive you. The medic is like instantaneous. Like, he flips you over, stabs you with a syringe, and then you're back up. But when your squad revives you, he like flips you over and goes, hey, you know, get up, kind of thing, right?
So just slap you across the face.
Yeah, like pretty much. Like, hey, you know, get back into battle, fuck. That's kind of how it is. But it doesn't tell you really how far away your squad is. You just kind of like, I think it eventually did, like the last little bit of the beta, I noticed it started telling you where the medics were and where the your squad were and stuff like that.
Looking on the map here, those blue dots, are those not your teammates?
No, those are the capture points. I'm playing Conquest right now, so you want to capture.
So it doesn't show your teammates at all, because I saw you just ran past. Oh, there maybe those little blips. Maybe they have to fix that.
Yeah, they show those green little bubbles or whatever beside the map. Those are your squad mates, and it tells you what they are. So obviously the little camp.
Are those green X's then your dead teammates that are waiting for a revive that you just ran past one?
No, I didn't. Maybe I did. I'm one of those asses.
At least you're aware of it.
Yeah. But anyways, it has little symbols that tells you what they are. So the little camping tent is a sniper. I just thought that was cute. I couldn't find anybody to play with. That was my biggest complaint about the beta, which obviously has nothing to do with the actual gameplay. But
that's a common occurrence, right?
Like, yeah,
in life, just... Not being able to find anyone to play with.
Well, yeah, I mean, Will generally has the same games that I do, so I generally play with Will.
I think this season you'll be able to play with a lot of us more often, especially once you finally get a PlayStation.
Well, I bought this for PC, so... I don't have a lot of PC friends.
My housemate this morning actually said he's probably going to invest in a PlayStation, so...
Well, tell your housemate that we'll play together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
See, we always give everyone a hard time because we're Canadians, and we say Canadian like things, eh? And then you come in here with your down under tone.
A down under tone. What does that even mean?
A housemate. That's just a weird. Like, thinking about it now, that's kind of a weird term.
For us, because we've never heard it before.
I would say roommate, right? But a housemate kind of feels like, well, it could be a boyfriend, just could be a friend, could just be a weirdo.
The way you say it, it could sound like housemaid.
I have my own personal housemaid. Yeah,
housemaid.
Yeah, I don't really like cleaning, so...
Yeah.
You know.
So this... I really enjoy what's coming up here. So I was playing as the assault class, and there's five guys trying to snipe me. And they were missing horribly. And then the one shot finally got me. So I'm like, hey, buds, I'm going to show y'all how to snipe, and it's going to be great. So this is me. I just like literally slaughter everybody. It's great.
You say I'm vicious.
The good thing of this, I'm playing Grand Operations now, and we got deployed via plane. So the plane flew in, and then you have to paratroop in. But you can drop at any point in the map up to a certain point so you don't go into enemy lines. So here's my first kill. Done. I just keep going, and you can just see me get ecstatic in the webcam here. I'm like, oh, that's two, and then here's three, here's four. And I'm getting super stoked. Anyways,
look at your cocky smile right there.
Yeah, man. I'm in like all black, like so,
very creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So oh yeah, I missed that one guy, and then I got this guy, I think I kept the footage in up until this. Literally, I see a guy run right in front of my scope, like takes up the whole scope, and I'm like, oh, I'm in trouble now. And then I pull my pistol out, and I know I'm screwed. But this is great. You can shoot right through the railing, right through the cogs of the train. So like, it's not limited. I'm like, oh my god, it's not limiting you to like, oh, you know, you're behind cover. So like, they actually took the time and effort to remove all the collision between all the little things, so you can shoot through anything you want.
Yeah.
So that's great. Complete squad wipe. Yeah. But no, like, I had a lot of fun playing this game. Grand Operations is basically just Operations. It didn't feel...
like they added anything?
I mean, yeah, the maps are new. I think the scale of the destruction and stuff you can do is a little bit more. Like, you can demolish a whole house. You know?
Yeah, I think that's what they're really focusing on, is like they want an indestructible environment.
Yeah, and I think in one they only had certain parts of buildings that could get destructed or be destructible, like, you know, oh, this floor has been designed to like, collapse or something. But in this, it's like I'm driving a tank through a fucking house, and the house is not going to exist anymore. You know?
Oh, I love this. Look at you, bleeding hands.
Yeah, the bleeding hands. That's what I'm talking about. And then you just lay there and you're waiting for a medic. Like, I think I died.
No one's coming.
Yeah, no one comes. And there's no, like, skip button. It's like, hold the skip revive.
Yeah.
And you just, all it does is it speeds the little dial up by, like, 2 times. So, like, it goes just a little bit faster. And you have to sit there and wait, like, 10 seconds. And then you have to sit and wait through a 10 second respawn. It's like, oh, just die.
That would suck.
Just die.
I was watching a bit of gameplay of this morning when you said we would be talking about it. And it's... so they speak German because it's... I think it is in Germany, isn't it? Or
Netherlands? Yeah, whatever. Well, you're playing as the United Kingdom right now, but yeah,
I think
whatever.
It is Germany, and then it's with, like, the Dutch War?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but whatever faction you are, you speak their language, yeah.
Yeah. So I was definitely starting to learn some aggressive German.
Wow, you got mangled.
Oh, yeah, anyways, so that's Battlefield 5, that's what I have for the gameplay. So, the visuals are really good, you were mentioning that earlier. The weapons feel really good, like, none of them feel super cheap, you know, like, I'm just trying to think of the cheapest weapon there, and I can't actually think of one. Like, they all feel super balanced, like, for the beta especially, like, it's really impressive. So, the paratrooper part is kind of cool, too. So, you get in the plane, like I said. And then you get to a certain point, it's like, okay, jump. So you have from, like, that point until basically, you know, 100 meters from the enemy line. And then you have that. You can jump wherever you want. So you can start super far back, or you can jump at the last minute and then you're, like, right in the fight.
That's actually pretty smart.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So you can decide if you need you and your squad need to, like, round up and rally up at a certain point and then move in. Yeah.
Especially if you play solo. No, like you said, you always want people to play with. But if you play by yourself, you're not going to want to jump in there because you're not going to communicate with anyone and you're going to die.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, but let's talk a little bit about the story, because we've all seen the story cinematic trailer and it looks freaking amazing. But what do you think they're going to cover in this that hasn't already been covered in past games? It's like, it's kind of hard to say. Like, are they going to do D-Days? Like, it has been done in, like, Battlefield, like, 3. Or not Battlefield, sorry, Call of Duty 3. And... World War II did it again, Call of Duty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, that's the most iconic battle in World War II, but, like, why would we do it again if it just got released for the...
But the thing is, they can always, like, show you different sides of it.
Yeah. That's true.
Here, it looks like you're playing as, a German, or you're fighting Germans.
Yeah.
But he is speaking German.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's so aggressive. Like, German's naturally an aggressive sounding language, but they're like, Sturden.
Yeah,
definitely learn some new words for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other thing too is, because Battlefield 1 had a fantastic campaign, but it was super short.
Yeah, they from what they said, it's going to be a pretty good campaign.
Yeah.
They're
hyping it up, as they should.
Yeah, because the trailer they originally showed was the campaign trailer.
Yeah.
So, I've always really enjoyed playing the Battlefield campaigns. That's usually, I'll finish that off, and then I'll jump into the multiplayer aspects.
Yeah. Well, for this, I'll even start in the multiplayer. Like, multiplayer is freaking awesome.
This looks amazing.
Yeah. I don't know if it's cross-compatible. That'd be great. I mean, obviously, PlayStation and Xbox won't play together because Sony's a bunch of boobs.
Yeah, but Microsoft, Xbox and PC, they seem to be really hyping the cross-compatibility between those two.
Watch them release, like, some thing where it's like, you can play with PC, Xbox, or Nintendo, like... And they make it like a service, like they make like a unanimous service, like Xbox Live $60, but they make it like for all the online things, and then they're all super awesome. And then PlayStation's over there like, fuck.
The problem is it's the servers.
Yeah. I mean,
for cross compatibility, right?
But they've done it before. Like, they did it when Fortnite first got released. They had that huge thing where Xbox and Sony were playing together, and then Sony's like, "What the fuck?"
Only for like maybe 5 hours, and then Sony pulled the plug.
Yeah, so it's possible.
Epic's probably, because all the servers are in house, probably at like Epic.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
They have Microsoft, or they have Xbox servers. They now have Switch. They have PC servers, and then they'll have Sony.
Right.
But the problem is, as soon as they flip the switch to have all the servers work together, Sony's like, no. No.
You know what would be great if, like, the CEO of Sony just got fired, and then they brought in a new guy, and then he's like, cross-platform.
Well, the problem is, this is a new guy, because Kaz Hirai stepped down last year.
Probably because he couldn't take the pressure of everyone saying, we want cross-play. Yeah. We're just, like, harassing the shit out of him.
Well, the new guy is, like, fully against it. He thinks, like, the best place to play games is on the PS4, and playing cross-play just damages that.
Yeah.
See if I can find his article.
What an idiot. Anyways, so that's Battlefield. So we have another little trailer bit here to kind of segue us into the next part of the live show. So, Nintendo Direct came out on Thursday. We have an article out on our website if anyone's interested in checking that out for the full deets. And but yeah, let's check out this super cool little trailer here coming up right now. Alright guys, so yeah, that was Luigi's Mansion 3 being teased, which is super, super awesome, and I'm super excited to play that game, because Luigi's 1 and 2 were
so good.
Mint. So, have you played Luigi's Mansion?
I have not. I've played, of course I haven't.
Look at that eye
roll, right?
So judgmental.
Yeah.
No, I've played Mario Kart. That was my kind of go to outside of the
Do you have 3DS?
No, I do not.
Another eye roll. Sorry. Wow.
I know. I'm waiting for a third one now. What am I gonna say wrong next?
Yeah, so super excited for Luigi's Mansion. Which comes out in 2019 at some point. You're mentioning you don't have a 3DS.
No.
But you should get one.
And
you should play the first
for the third.
You should wait. You should play the originals, Luigi's Mansion, because that actually comes out.
Well, that's on eShop for the Switch, though, isn't it?
No, I think it's the E3DS. The 3DS is like more powerful than the GameCube.
It is.
So, you know.
I feel like I'm gonna end up turning into a crazy gamer if I hang out
with us. You will.
Super crazy.
Look at what
gamer
we did to Mark.
Yeah.
Mark spent all his time at the gym, and then. Now he's just become a gamer.
Yeah, now he doesn't go to the gym at all.
Have you guys seen The Crazy Ones with Robin Williams? Ad agency. It's just reminding me of a scene on that where Sarah Geller is encouraged. So they work for an advertising agency, and they have to promote this product, which is a video game. And she has to immerse herself within that so she can sell it. And she ends up going full crazy mode, like, you know, plays for like 72 hours straight.
Wow.
I don't know, it just made me think of that. It's gonna be me the next time. The next time I go back to Australia, it'll be like, what are you?
Yeah.
What have you turned into?
So what we're watching right now is Kirby's epic, extra epic
yarn.
So obviously they're raided some old lady's house and stole all the yarn and made a game out of it.
The first one was pretty fun.
I didn't play the first one, so that's why I'm judging it hard. All right, next up we got Bowser Jr. Destined for Greatness. It's the Bowser Jr.'s Journey, which is kind of a spin-off of Bowser's Inside Story. So I think they're releasing Bowser's Inside Story plus they're releasing this as a kind of bonus game to go with it. So, did you play a lot of the Mario RPGs back in the day?
Not really.
The only Mario RPG that I mean, I played the first couple, but I didn't finish any of them. The closest one I played was Paper Mario, obviously.
Well, Paper Mario I played, but like the actual Mario RPG?
Yeah.
I did not
like
play
Legend of the Seven Stars, yeah, or whatever, no, that bullshit is.
I can't remember the name, but that just did not interest me.
Yeah.
Paper Mario was a different take on the RPG element, and it had its elements that made it more fun.
Yeah, exactly. Alright, so yeah, this is available January 11th, 2019. And next up on the agenda, we got something real cool, I'm sure. Luigi. Oh yeah, we were just talking about this. Luigi's Mansion is going to get released on the eShop, and it has some co-op features finally. So you and a friend can play Luigi's Mansion 1, and I don't think both of you need a copy of the game either. I think there's certain things you can't do if you both don't have the game, but if you both have the game, then you can. So yeah. So here it's just describing.
Yeah,
so let's just see
if they both.
See what they say. Or if only one of you has the game, you can still play boss battles
together in the gallery using download play on your Nintendo 3DS system. Just boss battles.
Oh yeah.
Just boss
Professor
battles.
Egad's
That's
lab,
cool.
You
yeah.
can tap select amiibo figures to surprising results, like revealing hidden boos, or healing Luigi when he talks to Toad. Even before compatible amiibo has
I don't know if that was a joke or not. That's funny.
Were you looking at the little dude?
No, it's like heal when he talks to Toad, and then you can see him like, why am I here? Like Luigi's like,
Yeah.
Who's this inferior object? Except
I never played any of them. They're really popular in Japan, apparently. They're like the new Pokemon, the Yokai Watch.
Yeah. I've never played any of these either, but this is some people.
It kind
of
looks interesting. I don't know.
I don't know, man. It doesn't look. Yokai Blisters.
Moon Rabbit something.
Yeah, well, that's the other gang. There's like the white dog, white puppy dog gang, and the kitty cat gang, or whatever the fuck it is. So, anyways, yeah. So, let's skip this. Okay, so this is a Japanese man. And, never mind, sorry. Splatoon 2 is getting some updates as well, and to version 4, so there's going to be some new outfits, as far as I know. So this is weird. They like, wrote in squid writing on this, and then they want you to read who the producer is, and I can't read that.
Yeah.
You know? Whatever. Cool idea, but I can't read that. They apparently have new weapons. I don't know about new stages, but...
Update 4.
Version 4, yeah. So is this game been out a long time? Like, it basically came
out
with the Switch.
Just around E3.
This year?
Oh, no, it was last year.
It was last year.
They released that first update with the DLC, remember?
Right.
Yeah.
So I think it came out, like, in May after the Switch came out.
Yeah, somewhere
around
there.
Sounds about right.
And then they had the big update this year.
Yeah.
Then another update this year, and it looks like another one's on the way.
Yeah. Splatoon, that's Q. They all look like kids. I guess that's the goal. It's for supposed to be for kids, but then a bunch of adults play it.
Slash
I played the first
octopus
one.
Octopus humans.
This
They're
is
tentacles, aren't they?
Like I said, the first time we reviewed this game, it literally is like Nintendo's middle finger to Call of Duty. It's like Nintendo's version of Call of Duty. Except it's more fun.
Yeah.
Call of Duty. Like when you die in this, you're like, meh, whatever. I might give it a shot. I haven't played 2, but I played the first one.
I played a bit of the first one.
Yeah.
I never got in fully into it because there's so many games to play. But the second one looks interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
Have to give it a shot.
Give it a shot. Anyways, so.
Plus that 2 there with the squid kind of looks like something else. Just saying.
Yeah, just throwing it out there. More details and squid we should slap. So moving on to Splatoon 2 to Mega Man 11. This was playing at PAX, wasn't it?
Yeah, we never got into it, though, because we were in lines for everything else.
Yeah, pretty much. Capcom's really hit it out of the park with this one.
Shout out to Nintendo for making us wait in line to play
for
games
4 hours.
Like 6 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's like 4.5 hours wait, and then, you know,
yeah,
hour and a half still playing them.
Yeah. So, I haven't played Mega Man game in quite a while.
Me either. Yeah. But this still looks pretty interesting.
I'm sorry. I was trying to fight off a yawn there, so I didn't look like a such an asshat. I tried to stop it, but like just went ahead with it anyway, and the result was just an utter like ridiculous look.
Yeah. For everyone else, we stayed up very late last night.
Yeah. A lot of taking care of Brian. Anyways, yes. So Mega Man 11 is coming out October 2nd. Our little thing there is coming out.
The demo is available right now.
Yeah.
I kind of want to download it.
I'm going to try it out as well.
Yeah.
Mario Tennis Aces. I downloaded the demo and made me not want to buy the game. Just a little disclaimer. But they're releasing some new characters. Birdo, Shy Guy, and the asshat PD Piranha Plant.
Well, you also have
Koopa Paratroopa. But yeah, this guy's a dink. I hate him so much. Just basically from Mario Strikers. Like, I hate
him. Oh, yeah. I remember Strikers with him.
Yeah, he doesn't even use a racket, like a cheap piece of garbage.
No, he's using his
using his hand. That's, like, illegal. He should be disqualified immediately. But anyways.
Yeah, because you have no idea where that hand's been.
Yeah. So, I like how they have something other than playing tennis. That's nice.
Oh, playing.
What up?
Oh, different color pattern.
How does Shy Guy move that fast on the court? That's not a... That's... Yeah, he's got Widow wigs.
September 19th.
Taylor could fill us in on what that's like.
Oh, no. Shots fired.
No comment.
Yeah, so here we got Capcom's Beat 'Em Up Bundle, which has a bunch of games.
A lot of them I've never played.
Yeah, bunch of fighting games. Wow, was he just punching a woman there? That's brutal.
Yeah, it looked like
that's
it.
That. Of course, this was made before 1980.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah.
Look at this.
Savage.
Look at the size of that hammer.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember Armored Warriors.
That looks sweet. Flamingo.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know what the hell this is. Like, what are we looking at?
Yeah, I don't even know
just
that game.
Just a whole lot of colors.
Online play. I could be the Nintendo guy. You could play 5 games. He actually sounds like him. Because I can actually hear what I actually sound like in the microphone.
Pre-purchase starts later today.
Yeah.
And that would have
been... You can get Capcom's Beat 'Em Up Bundle available September 18th. It's pretty good. I'll send a letter to Nintendo. Fire the other guy. Alright, so everyone's favorite game that they keep buying over and over and over again, Super Mario Bros. Wii U.
Maybe I'm the only one, but I only bought it for the Wii U, and I did not pick it up again after that.
Yeah, same here. I bought the DLC, the Luigi Bros.
I did, yeah. But, like, I'm not just going to keep buying the same game.
But now you can play as Nabbit and Toadette. And when Toadette gets this mushroom here, she turns into, like, Peachette.
Yeah. Well, that's still not enough to make me rebuy the game.
No.
How much is it?
$70.
Yeah.
Well, probably 80 now.
It's like, how many times have they tried to make me buy Mario Kart?
I've told you, they try to fucking price gouge you with nostalgia. So
it's like Mario Kart 8 for Wii U, then Mario Kart 8
Deluxe.
Again, Deluxe,
yeah.
And then Mario Kart 8 now on the Switch.
Yeah. But they know people are going to buy it because everyone's all freaking ass-hurt about the graphics.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't go back and play this game because the graphics suck. Blah. It's like, well, maybe you should just not fucking worry about that and play the goddamn game because it's a good game.
I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mark's one of those.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, I want to smack him every time. He's like, man, I can't play that. It's for the Xbox. It's like,
He has not played the original Red Dead, but
yeah.
He wants to buy number 2. But he won't play the first one because he's like, oh, the graphics are outdated.
Yeah, as he would call this, and I'm going to speak for him, it's going to be hot garbage. Speaking of hot garbage, we got this game here where you roll up a pile of garbage. And
this was actually a very fun game. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I really like Katamari.
Again, like, what am I looking at?
Salad bar.
Oh,
you cleaned up that salad bar.
Dancing.
Cole and them played Arms last night, and they actually, Cole and Arjun played Arms last night, and they were really enjoying it.
Yeah, they wouldn't really let anyone else play.
No, I mean, I played it for a moment, but I was getting confused with the controls.
Yeah, they wouldn't explain it, and then they took it right back.
Cole's like, oh, you need to block by doing this, and I'm like, I'm doing that, it's not working. So anyways, I don't know what's happening there. Anyways, back to the Asian man here, and probably gonna go back to something real cute.
Actually, they start talking about Final Fantasy. I don't know if that's right now, but they have Final Fantasy. Let's just skip ahead to him not talking. Oh, this is important. Nintendo Switch Online. So, it's not exactly what we thought it was going to be. We thought it was going to be like a streaming service, like we were talking about, but which it kind of is, but it's for more for classic games.
Yeah, and to play like play together.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they're going the same way as like the Xbox, where you kind of have to have that subscription.
Yeah. So, the subscription price wasn't actually that brutal. We'll get into that in a moment. So, online play. Oh my, we can play with people online. That's so nice.
Luigi, Peach, and...
And Toad.
Toad are yeah. playing Splatoon. Oh, now they're playing ARMS.
So, is this... So, you gotta... Oh my good God. Yoshi looks atrocious. Anyways, so you can just pick any game you want and play it online, like Xbox yeah. Live.
But it looks like also there's some new games too. So their online play is also going to move over to, I guess, Smash. So
right.
To play online, you're probably going to need this service.
Which I'm okay paying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, you can play NES Classics. And I can't remember how many there were.
That looks so funny.
Yeah.
But look at the size of the Joy-Con.
Facial expressions
yeah.
are the best.
Yeah. So, Dr. Mario, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Anyways, yeah, so that's Q.
He's like, Crusher.
Man, you remember Mario Golf?
Oh my god, that was so bad.
Yeah, Mario Golf was a good time.
The controls, I remember. Do you remember you could not, like, control the ball like
no,
the
no.
way they
it was,
advertised
it?
It
was awful. But, yeah, so now you have cloud save data, so that's great. So if anything happens to your Switch, like poor Luigi here. You can just recover your save data on your replacement.
Mario looks so sad. He's like, oh, what do I do?
Yeah. Oh, I'll take that and put it in the cloud. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm yawning into the microphone.
Okay. You have your bachelor party.
So,
yeah.
Mario's data gets saved, but Luigi gets the hammer.
Yeah, pretty much. And why does Toad have a smartphone? But yeah, so this was super weird. So Nintendo's response to, hey, we need voice chat for our online games
is with
a freaking phone app. Like, why don't you just build it into the game? Like,
it doesn't make sense because the Switch does have a headphone jack.
Yeah,
it
I don't know.
It could be turned into a microphone jack. It was the same thing they did with the 3DS or the original DS. Remember, you could buy that microphone?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can look up stats and stuff. That's
kind of cool.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
So the app there is a good idea, but I think it's really stupid that you need it for voice chat.
Yeah, it's.
I
can't see
that
word.
Going from my Switch here, and then he's online. I got to set it up to talk to him. Where's my phone?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. And then grab my Switch again, like.
And every time I come home to play games, my phone's dead because I just worked all day.
Yeah.
So, so here's the prices here. So, $20 for 12
months
is pretty
really
good.
Yeah. And that's then they have the family membership, which I like.
Two or more accounts, yeah. So yeah, that's cool. I only got like 5 hours of sleep, so.
Battlefield.
Wake up.
What do you think of these new NES controllers?
Well,
they're
trying to
bring back that retro stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they work like Joy-Cons, so that's cool.
But they're not going to be able to do the same thing as a Joy-Con in full retrospect. They're more for these arcade titles.
It's a fucking NES controller without the cord.
Yeah. That kind of looks interesting. Well, it's weird. You get two apparently for $60.
That's pretty good.
So that's a really good deal.
Yeah, that's pretty good. If they were charging $60 for one, I'd be like, buddy.
Oh, I'd say fuck right off. I'd go into the store and literally tell the employee, like, are you a fucking idiot?
Yeah. Okay, so now we're talking about Pokemon Let's Go. Ooh. So this is my favorite thing of the whole Direct. So
we
HMs are super annoying. And basically, you have to have, like, a throwaway Pokemon just to freaking have an HM so you can, like, cut a tree down or whatever. But in this, it looks like your partner Pokemon can learn secret techniques. How about that for timing? Basically, they replaced HM, so you can do cut, fly,
but it's
surf.
Now called chop down.
Yeah, it's called chop down. Yeah. Maybe the HMs are still in here, but you don't
surf need... Surf looks amazing.
Yeah, but you don't require them.
Yeah. Especially with Pikachu, which I like, is with yellow. Do you remember you had that surfing Pikachu?
Yep.
And then the flying Pikachu and stuff like that.
And
the,
so they're incorporating
this now fully into the game.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, in the title screen.
Now the hairstyles could kind of scare me.
Yeah, so
bit.
Basically you can like pet them and then their hairstyle changes. Okay, that, by the way, if you guys didn't watch our last live stream, the Pokeball is a yes.
Oh, it's a yes.
It's a yes.
It's a yes.
It's a, like, I've literally waited 20
years. The controller's
years.
A no. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the controller can go away.
It
yeah.
looks like vomit.
So, yeah, this is a yes. It literally, I've been waiting 20 years to hold a Pokeball and, like, throw it at a Pokemon.
Yeah.
So.
Also, it's the only way to get Mew in the game.
Yeah,
and
that
if I know you, you're going to want to
complete that
Pokedex.
Yeah, I'll complete the Pokedex in about 5 minutes. Anyways, this is Diablo 3. Played it at PAX, but it didn't really impress me personally.
I liked it when I played with four people. Did you play the single-player demo or the multi?
I did the multi, but I did it solo.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's why. You can't play Diablo basically solo unless you're already high level.
Oh, okay.
With four people, it was actually pretty enjoyable.
Well, actually, it was pretty easy, honestly.
Well, it was a demo.
Yeah, fair enough.
And
you're at the end of the game, it felt like. Like, you were pretty high level already.
Yeah, but it was still early.
Okay, so in the Nintendo version of Diablo 3, you can play as Ganondorf, Ganji.
Why'd they give him Magi, an axe?
An axe. I can think of like two other names for Ganondorf. So
holy,
Ganji,
Ganji cool. The G,
Godfather.
No, yeah, no, the pig. Yeah. Anyways, okay.
Here we go.
Okay, so I was saying to Will before we went on the air here.
This would have been fun last night.
It would have been super fun last night. I love playing Mario Kart drunk. Or Mario Party drunk. Anyways, I buy Mario Party every, like, couple. Because the last one I bought was 8 for the Wii U, I think. No, it
was
for the Wii.
That was the last one, wasn't it? They didn't release one for the Wii U.
No, they had 9 came out, and then 10. One with Bowser.
Oh, yeah. You're right. So, I think the last one I bought then again was for the Wii.
Yeah, so I haven't bought one since the Wii, because it's more or less the same thing. But this one kind of has me excited, just the way they're marketing it. It's kind of... It has more to offer. It's not just like go around a board, kick DK in the balls, steal a star, and you win.
Yeah.
Or opposite, DK kicks you in the balls, and then they win.
It's also been a long time since we've had one, so this is a great way to bring back the series.
Yeah. There's 80 brand new mini games in this one.
There goes my thumbs.
Yeah, no more of the.
Yeah, there's just not gonna be any skin here.
Yeah. All right, so that's Super Mario Party available basically on my wedding day, so I will not be playing this right away.
Well, it's rehearsal. It's
kind of understandable.
You could
guess.
Still play at the nighttime.
Oh no.
Man, if I had a twin, I would keep that shit under wraps.
Oh. Or on the wedding, well, you know, everyone's drinking and whatnot, we'll just have them under the table.
Yep.
Your
buddy.
Your fiance's in earshot right now.
Buddy. But I have a full agenda that night. Okay, sorry. This is Game Freak's new game.
Yeah, I'm actually really interested because Game Freak hasn't done too much other than Pokemon.
I can't think of anything else they've done other than Pokemon.
Yeah, I thought they did a couple games before Pokemon. But they
haven't
done it since.
Yeah.
That's been their main thing.
So I'm sure that these are all the scrapped ideas from Pokemon.
Well, they probably tried to do something more, you know, RPG-ish with Pokemon.
Yeah. They literally are carving a wood sculpture, and then they picked up the shavings and made that game. I don't know.
Cities,
yeah. So SimCity, but on steroids. So
this game can be fun. I really did enjoy back in the day building my own city and making sure everything worked together.
Yeah, the last SimCity I played was SimCity 2000. I mean, that one's freaking old.
That's the one I played.
Yeah. But
I
this
played
one looks
the shit out of it.
This one looks way more advanced. And it looks like you have a way more
Fuck, if that was a roundabout right there, I just picture all the accidents.
I wonder if you have to manage that. I've never played a Cities game, so
I haven't either. But this really has me interested, especially on the Switch, because I can take it with me to work.
Yeah, right.
And then look at this. Snowfall.
Yeah. So
reminds me of an advanced Sims. That's all I'm thinking of.
So is that said it's available today?
I did not get to see that.
Can hey, look, we have a thing that goes back in time.
Oh, yes, it is.
Available today. Nice.
Wonder what the price is. You think full price?
Oh, who knows? All right. Daemon X Machina.
Oh, this is the one they announced at E3.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has me really interested.
Yeah? I'm kind of on the fence about it. I'm not really sure how to feel about it, honestly. So,
well, I really like the Gundam series, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This kind of seems similar to Armored Core as well. And what was the one for Xbox?
It was
Mech-Assault.
Mech-Assault. Yeah, there's another one too, wasn't there? There was my brother
Core,
Cody used to play all the time.
Gundam.
Armor Core?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are like the recent ones that are still being made.
Yeah. Armor Core 5, I think, is what he played.
The game looks fun, but till I see something about a story, this kind of looks
very... So you can get out of your... What are they called?
What's going on with his head there? Oh, look at the customization. Whoa.
Man, you can't grow a beard? I'm going to build one.
Metal.
Robotic beard, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so... Moving ahead here, Daemon X Machina. Okay, so we got Yoshi's Crafted World. Just yet another Yoshi game. You know what? I don't know how I feel about Yoshi games anymore. Like, I definitely played Yoshi's Story on the 64, the one where you couldn't save.
Yeah.
And then I played the one where you had Baby Mario on your back, and that was my favorite one for sure. But ever since then, I can't really get my head around the Yoshi game.
This is the game they announced at E3 last year.
Right.
And then at E3 this year, they didn't even show it off, which had a lot of people pissed off.
Yeah.
And then they decide to turn it into a direct type thing.
They do that all the time. I think they want their competitors to think they've won, and then they just kind of sneak one under the table.
Yeah.
And then kick them in the groinal region.
I think this could be a good multiplayer game, but...
I think Brittany will like this game.
This could be a game you can play with her, but other than that, like, it looks... just like every other
Yoshi.
Mario and Yoshi game.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know.
Yoshi's Crafted World.
Okay. All right. So, okay. So, this is the tabletop stuff. So, all your favorite game. I don't know what this is called. I don't play tabletop. Let's hear what they have to say.
Adaptations of best-selling tabletop games to the system. Build a medieval world in a full adaptation of the award-winning Carcassonne, complete with 3D maps, solo mode, 4-player local multiplayer, and the game's famous expansions available as paid DLC.
Nice. Okay, so there's Carcassonne. I hope I didn't butcher that. And then Lord of the Rings here.
It is tabletop, but this is a card game. I do like playing card games.
Yeah. Pandemic. It's just taking
this
the time to learn.
This is actually a really fun game.
Is this like the mobile version?
Very similar, yeah.
Okay.
You have to try to like
kill the world. Yeah.
Yeah. This is when you're like,
so this
ego
is,
takes over.
So this is Taylor's type of game when she's just having a bad day and she's got to play an aggressive fighting game, and it's just she's aggressively fighting the world.
You gotta make sure your virus kills everyone off.
Yeah.
You have to let out your aggression.
So Katon and Munchkin are, I butcher all the names. Katon and Munchkin are not released yet, but they're thinking about doing that next year. So. Build your empire on Nintendo Switch. I left out the greatest. Okay, this is... can't recall.
I can't remember. Let's just wait for it.
Wait for it. Pyramids of Egypt, and then Hyrule Castle, and...
Every castle is Hyrule Castle.
Pretty much. And then Sea of Thieves. And literally us in Sea of Thieves. I thought this was...
Civilization.
Oh, okay,
Yeah, here we go.
Civilization. Interesting. Have you played these games before?
I played a couple of them. I don't mind them, but they're more of like a PC type thing.
Right.
So I don't play a lot. On mobile, this kind of has me a little interested. But it's basically just like what we just talked about with City Skyline.
Right.
But in Civilization, you have a... You control everything.
Right. Okay.
You have to evolve them as well.
All right. Starlink, we've already talked about. It's
super fun, though.
Super fun, yeah. But, okay, first of all, these guys look feckin' cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Except Slippy the Toad. He always looks stupid.
Do a barrel roll.
Yeah.
Enemy shield analyzed.
Yeah, Starlink was a lot of fun. And and Star Wolf makes an appearance in this trailer. And I can't remember what he says. He goes, "I never thought I'd say I'd like the food on Corneria," or something like that. Actually, here it is. Let's just listen.
Never thought I'd miss the food on Corneria.
Anyways, so yeah, that's cool if you could play as Star Wolf.
Yeah, they haven't really didn't even show anything.
No, nothing. October 16th is
when
that's.
They still haven't even announced how that game's going to be released. Like, we played it.
Yeah.
There's like 4 different ship models, 5 characters, all the guns. Like, yeah. What is this game going to be like $300?
Yeah.
You just buy this big box?
Who knows? anyway, so here we go.
This is a great game. I will be picking this up day one. This is a remaster of The World Ends With You.
Yeah. Available October 12th.
The music on that was just fantastic.
Xenoblade. Okay, this is a different like looking game than Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Yeah, but I haven't even picked up Xenoblade 2, and that's what this is. Another deal expansion for it.
Right.
And it seems like every Xenoblade from Xenoblade, the first one, to Chronicles, keeps changing the game.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Tornia. Available September 21st, which is, what's the day today? To 16th, yeah.
Right.
Christmas is 3 months away.
Holy.
Don't.
That's scary.
Boom, boom. Lots coming to Nintendo.
Warframe.
Blah. Cool.
I played a bit of Warframe.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what that's like, because I never played that.
Sorry.
Just I'm out. Man, downloading
I'm
right now.
I'm now. This is
I'm out.
Downloading that right now.
Come on, get your funk on.
I need to practice for the wedding, even though that comes out after.
Yeah. I may play FIFA, or buy FIFA. I do like the... Nah, I don't know.
Sonic can go suck a...
Goat's
exhaust
dick.
Pipe. I was going to be politically correct, but, you know, them goats. Okay, NBA, I don't care.
Should be a llama.
Should be a llama. Yeah, I don't care about NBA. I hate basketball.
It's way too cartoon. Oh, well, this is Playgrounds.
This is
Playgrounds,
yeah.
They're very out of proportion.
Look at those big ass heads.
They're short with big heads, yeah. And basketball players are usually.
I'm actually interested in this. This has me really excited.
I kind of want to play the Lego games again. Like,
they're fun.
They are fun.
But this one here, you play as the villains.
Right. Yeah.
Because the main guys all have been, like, kidnapped and replaced with, like, evil versions of themselves. So you have, like, Superman with an upside-down S.
Yep.
But he's pretending to be good.
Right. Huh. All right, so this is Final Fantasy, and they're going to talk about a bunch of Final Fantasy stuff here. This, I can't remember, I don't know what this one is. I think this one's the mobile one.
I thought this was the GameCube one.
It could be. Fuck knows. I haven't played any of them.
I haven't played any of them. But
I've never had a PlayStation in my super long life because I'm like 40.
Yeah, that's GameCube. Crystal Chronicles.
What the? Some disproportionate
this
humans.
This is mobile. Yeah. This is the mobile one. Pocket Fighters.
That guy's face threw me off. Like, I thought I was looking at Quasimodo. So, 15th Pocket Edition. Okay. Square Enix. And then another yet disproportionate art style.
What the?
Why would you put a chibi beside a regular human? It's either they're all chibi or they're not.
I don't really know what's going on. I haven't played this game.
Yeah, no, me either. We're just like bragging on the game we never played. But they're all chibi. See, they're all, two chibis and a regular sized person. What is going on? This is a Mystery Dungeon game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Basically the same way as
Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, yeah. Is that like, I didn't realize that was a thing. I thought that they were being
I think there is
unique.
Just one.
Was there one before Pokemon?
I'm not too sure. I never played it. I only played a couple of the Pokemon Mystery Dungeons as well.
Right.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Now I have played Zodiac Age.
Rock your butt. We don't want to get copyrighted. There's no music in the background.
Don't want to hurt the ears.
I like how like every Backstreet song you sing, you go like falsetto. Like,
I was actually surprised Brian last night had some Backstreet Boys on his phone.
I know, right? If anybody from the 90s,
oh my god, that's actually brilliant. I have to.
Anybody from the 90s who says they don't like NSYNC or Backstreet Boys are fucking lying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
100%.
I remember. Me and 3 of our friends doing it for, what is it called? Talent show.
Yeah. I like watching those on AGT.
So you didn't get your
phone
going.
So this is big news here. 7 and 7.9 X1 X2 are getting released on the Switch. That's exciting. Have they been waiting for? Are they getting re-released or
re-released? They were released on PlayStation and Xbox. So
okay, they're not getting rig remastered though.
Well, it was remastered. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see.
Now being ported again.
Yeah. Okay. Cole was literally dripping like
he was
soppy. Yeah. Over this. This is the Switch bundle for Super Smash Brothers. So it comes with the original 8 fighters on the front.
Now this could actually see me buying another Switch. It just looks so good.
I don't know. It's just a cosmetic thing. I've never been into that. I have a Switch. It's fine. But yeah, then that's cool. But again, it's just
I could do that myself.
Yeah. Put some tape on it. all right, so November 2nd, that's Q. Is that when the game comes out?
I don't think so. So I don't think that comes with the game, does it?
No, it does. It comes with a free full download of the game.
Mm.
All right, so I can't remember if that's the last thing in the...
Back to the Asian guy.
Back to the Asian guy.
I haven't seen him before.
Okay. All right.
Too far.
So anyways, all right, so here's another little reveal that we would like to let you guys enjoy on your own. Here we go. All right, guys. So that was Isabel from Animal Crossing, and basically Cole and I last night were talking about this, and we're thinking that it was a hard working 2 months of wasted time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's a complete waste of a character slot.
In honesty, though, with how many characters we have now, 68, 69, what is it? No, maybe even more. What is she now? 71.
Something like that. Yeah.
I will never play as Isabel.
No, no. So. But you, unless you play the whatever that mode is, where you have to play as all the characters.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Or we do like drunk randoms.
Yeah. So I'm super stoked. Drunk. Like, never mind.
Yeah.
Drunk randoms. You couldn't come to the bachelor party last night because
I'm a female.
Yeah, but we played some Smash last night, and Cole was doing pretty good. But I feel like you should challenge Cole and just chirp him hard. Just be like, I'm so good. You're so done. I wreck with Isabel.
Just bring down his ego.
Yeah, for sure. So the other thing that got announced on the Direct was the last thing that they noticed was Animal Crossing, new Animal Crossing coming out in 2019. So that's a lot of fun.
They haven't been very fun for a while.
Well.
Sorry, Nintendo. Like... I said that very somber, but I'm just saying the truth.
You threw some shade, hardcore shade at Animal Crossing. But anyways, so, okay, thanks a lot for watching our stream, guys, and as always, you can comment on our show, on our Facebook page, and our Instagram, and Twitter, and all those loveliness. So, yeah, let us know what you guys think, and, yeah, any last thoughts before we sign off?
Well, before we sign off, like, she's kind of new to our show, so what did you think about everything you saw today?
I thought it was, I found it very educational, I have to be honest, you know, I'm not a major gamer, as I've said.
Yeah.
Now she's
hanging out with geeks.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, maybe this is the beginning of something amazing or traumatic, I don't know.
We're gonna turn you into a full gamer where you won't even want to go to work. It's like, oh, brand new game, gotta play, and then you look at the clock, it's like, oh, I'll play a couple more hours.
If you're trying to sell it to me, then doing the opposite.
Oh, just one more mission and it's done. Yeah.
No. I've had that happen.
Oh yeah.
Brand new game comes out, almost Spider-Man.
It's like
Sunday night. I didn't pick it up right away, and I look at the clock, it's 2 a.m. It's like,
We have these beta key and code keys, and we notice that somebody's watching the stream, so you want a beta code, pipe up in the chat and we'll give you a beta code.
Or message us on Facebook.
Or message
We've got
us
a lot
Facebook,
of people
yeah.
around.
Yeah, for so. Sure. But there's like a 5 second delay on the stream, so I'm just gonna wait and then I was gonna be like, oh, and start typing. Like a mad person.
They are for Xbox, only Xbox right now.
Yeah, only Xbox right now. So. But it was a great game. And then she's gonna be like, I'm PS. We're like, oh, okay, well, that's it. but anyways, yeah, okay guys, thanks a lot for checking out our stream, like I said, and we will see you all in the next one. Bye bye.
Bye.
Later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.